Jesus loves him, but the rest of us think he's a putz. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar. Samantha Martin has a personality disorder.
Nice. Welcome to the show.
You have had so many variations of you.
Yeah.
And you know, you can carry that off because you is good just by being you. And so you be you, and then you bring other yous around you, and then you is good. Is that clear at all?
Yes, you know absolutely. What? I was born on May 27th, so I am a Gemini true to form.
Right. What does that mean? I don't understand star signs.
I'm twins. That's the sign. It's the sign of the twins.
So you do have a personality disorder.
I do. Absolutely. 110%.
Wow. Samantha, you are one of my favorites.
Well, thank you.
I can't remember how I first found out about you.
It was at, I remember.
Really?
It was at Ken Whiteley's matinee at the Hughes Room, and I was that was when I first met Amoy and Cecile Levy and Marlene O'Neill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're freaks.
Oh, total freaks of awesome nature. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I wasted. That's not the right term. But I shot so much footage of you that day, because I thought, you know, you sang, I went, ooh, I got to get this on film. And I stood up and filmed. And then you sang another song. I got to get this on film. And I filmed more. And then you stood up and sung again. And it was just getting silly.
Yeah, I'm eating up all your data or all your space on your iPhone, you know?
It's not cool.
On that Motorola you've been carrying around.
It's so cheeky. SamanthaMartin.ca is a website you want to go to, folks. SamanthaMartin.ca. Samantha, Blind Boys of Alabama.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. Right?
Did you meet Ricky? Did you talk to Ricky?
You know what?
Or you didn't talk to them at all?
Well, it's not that we didn't talk to them at all.
Right.
Being as we were sort of a last-minute addition to the show in the first place at Roy Thomson Hall, we found out a week and a half before the show that we were playing. And so I don't even think the Blind Boys of Alabama knew we were coming.
Well, they're blind.
Well...
Frig.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that had a little bit of something to do with it. But no, I don't think their management knew we were coming or anything like that. And we just kind of showed up. And they were very gracious and they really liked the show that we put on opening for them. But,
yeah.
You know, they were kind of hustled into the building and hustled out quite quickly.
Yeah.
the, to and from the hotel kind of thing. And hey, when you get that good and that big, you get shuffled off here and there and everywhere pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Who is the person that you admired the most when you did that chick blues thing?
What was it called?
And that's what I would have called it.
Yeah, the chick blues thing. Yeah, no, it's Toronto Blues Society Women's Blues Review.
See, chick blues thing's a lot easier to say than what you just said.
Yeah, but I'm putting in a little plug for Toronto Blues Society because they've been pretty supportive of me in the last year. Mm-hmm. And Derek Andrews has been really great. And the Women's Blues Review was a pinnacle moment in my career, so, and I have them to thank for it. As far as the highlight of, I think it was all incredible. In my opinion, I think every girl or woman, because we're not girls, we're women.
Yeah.
Every woman who was on that show was fiercely talented.
But who did you go? Yeah, I'm asking you, which child you love the most. I'm doing it.
You know what? And you know what? I'm going to say Andrea Simone because I'd never heard her perform live before.
Dude, you and her on a world tour.
Hey, we're starting it off with my CD release party on Wednesday
at
the
Lula
Lounge with Andrea. I loved her that much that I asked her to open up my CD release party.
Good.
So I think it was because that was the first time I'd ever heard her sing live that it blew me away.
Yeah.
You know, she's got that Joplin-esque
Joss
Stone
quality. Well, when she was here in studio performing, I don't know, what, a month or so ago, you know, Tim and I were talking about it afterwards, and she just reeked of into it. She, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I said that right, but.
Well, she's totally.
What? You know, remember she was like really into it.
Oh, into it.
Oh, yeah. She gets it. She becomes she's a different person. She gets in her head. You know, like you can see her getting taken over by the music and she just feels it, you know.
Easy now.
Okay. And we're not allowed to say Joss Stone. I made that mistake.
Oh, oops. Why?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't appreciate Joss Stone.
Oh, okay. Well, I do Andrea.
No, I know what you mean.
Andrea, if you're listening, I do apologize. And
way to go, Tim. Way to put everyone into therapy.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure it stopped before it started again, so we didn't say it 30 times. You know.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
listen.
She's incredible. That's all I'm getting at. She's got that pop.
I just want to. Would you stop? I'm trying to do something here. Can we hang out more often?
Yes, of course.
You're so faking it.
I'm not faking it.
Girls, one of the reasons you are here is to sing.
Sing.
I was wondering if you could do a little tune.
Sure, I can definitely do a little tune.
What? And by the way, what are you playing there? I've
got my Gibson here with me today. My Gibson Blues King.
What's that sound like? Give me a little what that sounds like, please. You've got a lot of bottom in that.
Yeah, for a little tiny guitar.
It's all about the bass.
You know what? You know what? This guitar is very much like me. It sounds bigger. It sounds bigger than it is.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Five foot
nothing in a parlor size guitar, and we just slay.
All right. Now, before we do the tune, we got to introduce the ladies. So, could you do that, please?
Definitely. Cherie Marshall is singing with us today, and she's one of the members of Delta Sugar. And she sings with like Danny Marks in Toronto, and she did some stuff with Jack Soul.
Yeah, sorry to lose him, man.
And she's an incredible mezzo soprano.
Cherie, I'm just into the microphone here. I want to ask you a question. Your last name?
Marshall.
Are we related?
I was thinking the same thing.
Sisters from a different
mister. True, you never know.
I know.
You never know.
In this day and age.
And then we also have Sandra Boutha. And she's filling in for Stacey today, and she's our regular fill-in. She fills in whenever one of the girls can't be here, and she is an excellent songwriter and vocalist in her own right, like solo artist.
Huh.
So I definitely recommend checking her out, and you spell her last name way better than I can pronounce it. I can spell it. So it's Bouza. Yeah.
And how do you pronounce it, Sam?
Boussa.
Boussa?
Boza.
Boza.
You can call me Boza or Boza. It doesn't
matter. Spanish?
It's Spanish, yeah.
Okay, you're killing me here.
I know. She's been killing me for years. You know what? I don't know what it is, but I've got a real brain thing where I can never say her last name properly.
So. Yeah. We'll just call you Sandra. That'll work.
Sandra.
Sandra, what part of Spain is your family from?
Galicia, northwest.
I was just down in Malaga for a week
that
area.
I have family down there.
Do you?
I was there just there a couple years ago for Christmas. Yeah.
Favorite spot? Nerja. Is that how you say it? Nerja? N-E-R-J-A? Nerja?
Nerja.
Nerja. Anyway. Okay, let's do some singing. What are we doing, girls?
Just for, you know, since it's the Valentine's Day show, let's do a song called Addicted to Your Love.
So love it. Ladies and gentlemen, live on The Drew Marshall Show, Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar.
I must have been
the only time I will ever say this on my show. That's what I'm talking about. Never understood that saying, but that is what I'm talking about. Okay. I just like you. Okay, where's the gig tonight? And I so want to go. Is it not? Please tell me it's not far away.
No, it's actually not too far away. We're playing
Hamilton
hear. Tonight at the Casbah with Ginger St. James. And
oh, Ginger St. James, another fantastic freak of a human being who's
been
on the show
Ginger
before.
Ginger St. James and Chris Altman.
Okay,
we're
I don't
doing
know
her Valentine's Day dance. There.
And where is this at again?
The Casbah.
Why don't I know where that is? Hamilton.
It's in Hamilton, yeah. And everybody in Hamilton knows where the Casbah is.
So that's all that really matters. Yeah.
And it's very easily Googleable. Googleable. Whatever.
Yeah.
Searched on the internet.
People take medication for that, you know.
I know.
Let's talk about your CD release, if you don't mind.
Let's talk about that.
The Lula Lounge, a fantastic place to go to for listening to music. I was there for like some, I'm going to use the word chick again, all chick review. It was like all, it was ladies singers extraordinaire.
Was it the ladies in waiting?
Yes, that's what it was.
Love Sick. Yeah, ladies in waiting.
Who's the girl that runs that deal?
It's actually a collective. It's the Ladies in Waiting Collective, and it's primarily Melanie Brulé, Cindy Duar, Andrea Romolo, Kristen Sweetland. It's that group of girls, and Delta Sugar put out an a cappella version of Silent Night on the Ladies in Waiting Collective Christmas CD called Jingle My Bell.
She should have been here earlier for that conversation.
Yes, yeah. we had a kind of crazy show today.
Yeah. Just so you know, Drew, it's the corner of King and Queen in Hamilton.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that.
306.
Can you pull up some directions for me while you're
sure,
up
north? No, stop. He's such a nerd.
You turn a left on the...
at the oak tree. Okay, so the CD release is Wednesday night. Coming Wednesday night at Lula Lounge. West end of Toronto. Look it up.
It's 1585 Dundas Street West.
Starts at 7 or 8?
Doors are at 7. Okay. Show starts at 8:30 with Andrea, and then we'll be on around 9:30.
Okay.
Dinner reservations
recommended.
I always
have to wait late for you.
Pardon?
Every time I go see you, I always say, you're not on to like 4 in the morning or something.
That's not true. 9:30 is very far away from 4 in the morning.
Okay. I saw you at 3030 Dundas, and I just couldn't wait.
Oh, I know. But you're old.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Come on. I thought we were joking here. Yeah. I thought we were having a good time.
Don't joke about a man's hair or a man's age.
Or lack thereof.
Look right for it again.
I like her.
You know.
Wait a minute. I'm old and bald, too.
Yeah.
Hey. See, I'm here this afternoon for the comedic relief, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we've had too much of that today. Way too much. Right. What happened to your last... configuration of you?
Well, the Haggard is still a band, and we still play shows.
Okay.
But we tend to play them as a four-piece. So it's just myself and bass, drums, guitar. We do places like the Dakota, Graffiti's in Toronto, that sort of thing. The guys are, you know... Basically, what happened is I took the Roots and Roll review, which was the Haggard plus three backing vocalists and a keyboard player, and I split that eight piece band and I split it in half, and that's kind of what's happened. Both bands are still playing.
Are still friends? That's all I care about.
And we're still friends.
Okay.
Totally, we're all still friends. But the Haggard's like a country rock and roll thing, and this is more like where I wanted to take the direction of my career.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. So. Well, the Haggard would fit in maybe with the Danny Nash kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, totally, exactly. And you know what's funny? Danny Nash is playing drums in Delta Sugar.
Is not.
Is too. She's playing kick and hi hat and snare. Yeah.
Oh, man, I like her.
She's awesome.
Yeah, I
what's really... not to love about Danny Nash?
Well, she's 4'3", 4 foot four maybe, 4 foot nine.
You know what? As a short girl, I don't discuss other girls'
heights. Nice.
Okay.
Well done.
I just don't.
Now, Sandra and Sheree, can I just get you guys? I want to hear just your harmonies in something. So, if you were going to do a little harmony a cappella in something spontaneously that you kind of know, or maybe something maybe even a bit from the last song, I just want to hear the two of you. Do something harmoniously together. Just to put you on the spot.
Just to put
right now. Okay. If I could wake up to that as an alarm clock, I'd never get out of bed.
Are you not recording this? You can just take a little clip of it every.
And then we can get Samantha to hit some high note. You can use that for a car alarm.
Yeah. Did you just call her a car alarm?
Voice. That
awesome.
Loud, powerful voice, man.
That
scare all the criminals
awesome.
Away.
That is awesome. Can I put that on my website?
Yeah.
Can I quote you?
Tim the Tool says I'm a car alarm.
Yes.
No,
nice.
I was referring to the power. Nice.
Yeah, whatever. Too late. Too late. Can't take it back. Sandra, I want to talk to you for a second.
Oh, no.
Sandra, there's a reason you're a background girl. You don't like being spotlight on
you? No, I'm okay with it.
You okay? It's fine. Do you have an accent?
Some people say I do.
Where are you from?
I moved around a lot.
That's why you have an accent?
She's a rambler.
I grew up half in Toronto and half in Spain.
Right. So the Spanish side of you, as we discussed earlier, what does that make you? How would someone know that you've got Spanish in your blood?
Very few people do. I'm from the north, and I'm half Irish, too.
Dude,
but
so do you fight with yourself a lot when you drink?
You have no idea. Sheree has an idea. A few people notice I'm Spanish. I've had a few people point out, ask me if I'm Spanish because of the shape of my eyes.
Right.
And apparently my personality. Somebody told me once I was so Spanish.
What does that mean?
I don't really know.
Maybe. Got a little snap?
Kind of fiery temper.
Literally, a little, yeah. What is the greatest thing that, the greatest musical moment in your career? Because you've been doing this for a little bit, right? Have you sung with it? Like, aside from singing with Samantha Martin and being on the Drew Marshall Show, what else gave you a thrill?
Actually, I have to say, this is one of my favorite groups to sing with, I have to say.
Good answer.
She's hired.
She's no longer the backup.
The first time I sang with them, it was pretty last minute, and so I had to like crash learn these songs, and I was like, these songs are pretty good, because I mean, I think everybody that works in music has had to, you know, work on songs that, yeah, you know, that it pay the bills, but you know, you weren't. It was a job.
Yeah.
But these, I was like, this girl's great, man. She's awesome. She can sing, and then I met her, and she was cool. And like, it was,
uh-oh, Stacey, are you listening?
Yeah, you hear that, Stace?
So, listen, do you want me to Tanya Harding Stacey? I mean, I'll take her out if you want, you know.
You leave my Stacey alone. I love Stacey. We did that once.
Remember on Waterfalls? That was amazing. I opened for them once, and we did a cover of Waterfalls by TLC.
Yeah.
And we did like a four-part harmony. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was quite fun.
Yeah,
amazing.
Cherie, what does the world need to know about you? Other than you have the highest pair of UGG boots I have ever seen in my life. You got hooker UGG boots.
I do. I don't like
Cherie
the cold at all.
No.
Does not deal well with the cold at all.
Apparently.
Nothing is worse than a whiny, cold Cherie. So we keep her warm.
See,
we keep her warm. You should see her at a summer festival. She's walking around with a toque on.
Those Uggs are almost to her thighs, so they're thugs, actually.
Yeah. Yes. There we go. Tim. He's here all week, folks.
Trademark.
Who are you? No, really, who are you?
Who am I? I've been around for quite a while. I've done work with people.
Drop some names. Do it.
Jack the Kaiser.
Oh, okay, stop. Stop for a second.
Drop some names.
By the way, are you coming with me at that gig?
When is it?
It's in March.
The 13th.
Actually, I'll be on that gig with him.
No.
Doing backgrounds at the Hughes Room with him.
Yes.
We got a connection.
I've already called Richard.
He was lucky because Samantha wasn't booked that night, so I'm on that gig.
Cherie and Stacey's other bands.
Yeah.
Hate me.
Yeah?
Hate me. I take their girls away for weeks at a time.
They're jealous.
Jack the Kaiser, what do they say? He's the Stevie Ray Vaughan of Canada, right?
Yes, absolutely. I love him.
Hardest working man. I mean, he does a gig. He doesn't do a lot of yappity yap. It's like 2 hours back-to-back tunes.
Yes. Yeah. You're right.
Okay, who else? Sorry.
Smothers Brothers, believe
what?
It or not. Yeah.
Wow.
I can't even think.
No.
I have worked.
Oh, you remember
with
that
so many
Kiss
people.
Cover band that you were in? That was awesome.
Yeah. Hey, she did a Rolling Stones cover band gig
I sure
with me.
Did.
We
yeah.
played in yeah. we played in London, Ontario at the Centennial Hall
with the
orchestra, and we did Rolling Stones.
Very cool.
It was amazing. First experience was amazing. Yeah.
You have this sort of Who's the girl? Who? Yeah,
Tina Turner.
Yeah, you have a Tina Turner. Whitney
I get
Houston,
that all the time.
Whitney Houston combo thing.
Yeah, I get that all the time. I guess it's because of my age, and I'm not going to tell you that. But you know, I've been around for a while, so it's a combination.
It's her legs
of the
you
girl.
Can, no, I don't I, know if you can see it. But it's
can
her
I
legs.
Just tell you why I said that? Because I think those two women are hot.
Oh, gee, thanks.
It's pretty simple math in my head. Anyway, Samantha, let's get the attention back on you just for a second.
No, it's quite all right. I'm digging having the heat off me for once. Every time I'm on the show, I'm here by myself.
I know. It's all
and
about
I'm just
you.
Like, uh-oh.
Sweating. Yeah. Mavis Staples. She's had a bit of an influence on you.
I would say.
Did you see her at the Rose Theater in Brampton? Did you go that night?
I did not, okay. But I did see her this summer at Salmon Arm Roots and Blues.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to see her perform there, and we got to shake her hand, and we photobombed her golf cart.
Nice.
And we got a picture with Mavis, and you could see my little head poking up between Mavis and Stacey. My little head like poking there, like I don't belong. I just don't. One of these things is not like the other. There's my head photobombing.
Who's taller, you or Mavis?
Mavis.
Yeah.
Mavis definitely. Is taller than you?
By just a hair.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, a hair.
I appreciate it if you wouldn't say just
yeah,
a hair.
Just a hair.
Please.
Oh, no, no. Ouch.
It's not very kind.
Oh, Lord. This is digressing.
Can we do another tune, please?
Yeah, of course.
What? Tell us about this song. What do you feel like doing right now?
Okay. This record was dedicated to my mom. She.
Can we go there?
We can go there. You know what? You don't dedicate your brand new CD to your mother
and then refuse to go there.
You can't. I knew dedicating this record to my mom was going to make me go there.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's therapeutic because I get to talk about it. And the more I talk about it on live radio, the less I cry. Yeah. So,
well, I remember phoning you and talking to you, and we were talking about the fact that Blind Boys, you're going to open for them. I was so thrilled. I found out. I can't remember who I found out. I think it was through someone in their organization. And I phoned you to kind of, you know, get all excited about that. And then you laid, you know, the mom stuff on me. And I just, like, seriously, you just rolled around in my head for weeks.
You know, for everybody that's listening here, it's my mom passed away 2 days before I played Roy Thomson Hall opening up for the Blind Boys of Alabama, and she hadn't been well. We found out in February of last year that she had terminal cancer. She was given 6 weeks to live in February of last year, so the fact that she made it to December 6th was a miracle all in its own. We kind of knew it was coming and she wasn't doing well, but it was still sudden. And I talked to her a couple days before and she said she was feeling great. She was feeling fine. And she wasn't sure if she was coming this way for Christmas, which we had kind of been discussing. And then I got a phone call on the Thursday that she had slipped into a coma and she passed away on the 6th. Mm. And then 2 days later, I put my eyeliner on and I walked out on stage at Roy Thomson Hall. And I just kind of went, okay, I'm here. This is for you, Mom, because there is no other reason why I would have got myself out of bed. So
maybe that was the exact, we always try to reach for silver lining in this stuff. And the bottom line is it sucks that your mom died. It's horrible. It's just, right? It's just, but for you to be that distracted with that. When you walked out on stage, might have been a great thing for your performance to reach down into the depths of where you were.
Well, I mean, especially for the type of songs that we've been writing for this record and performed at that show.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I remember when I found out I was in Kansas City, Missouri at a conference and my mom sent me a text message to tell me she had terminal cancer. I'm like, thanks. That is
text of
so
the year.
Not the way. She goes, well, I wanted to save you money. I didn't. And I was like, of all things, all times to save me money. This is not it. But I remember I found out and we played a show that night and it was some of the most rock and roll musical moments. And then I couldn't sing the next day at all because I had totally just
blew the pipes,
blew my pipes out totally because I was just given her so hard. And I'll blame that a little bit on the Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
A little bit, like not too much, a little bit.
Yeah.
But we, you know, like we got a lot of work out of those shows Friday night. We sure did.
Can I just suggest that it doesn't happen when you go Jameson 18-year-old?
Okay, yeah. Let's try that.
Okay.
Ooh, rich for my blood. I don't know.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Not like your mom trying to save you money. Either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so.
But this song I wrote for her because she suffered quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it's called Take Us Swiftly Home.
Okay.
And it's just about, you know, being able to let go and to find peace in letting go.
Yeah.
I think is the best way I could summarize it. And without talking too much more about it so that I can't sing it, let's do it.
Again, Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar live on the Drew Marshall Show.
If you can hear my prayer, send your angels to take us where all them dreams that shone like gold. Don't let us suffer. Take
takes us swiftly home. And if we have to go,
have to go.
All I ask is don't take us slow,
take us slow.
Don't let us weep, don't let us moan. Don't let us suffer, take us swiftly home. Ooh. As our last sun goes dark in the sky,
in the sky. Take us swiftly home.
So good. So good. Samantha, Mark, on the Drew Marshall Show with Delta Sugar sweetening things up a wee bit in the background. Would you like a little bit of water? Was that radio language for water? She licked the inside of the cup.
So thirsty.
She was thinking about that Jameson 18 you made.
Yeah. What was the best thing about playing in Massey Hall, you know?
My dress. No, I'm just kidding. Nice. I'm just kidding.
Great answer.
Yeah, great answer, but not the truth, actually. The high heels I had to wear with it were just painful.
Were they Versace?
The best part about playing Massey Hall was when I walked into that room with nobody in it, right? Like when we were sound checking and all the lights are up. And I was watching Andrea Simone sound checking, and I just started crying because I was like, because I'm looking around and I'm like, this is the most powerful room I've ever played. So I was,
it's a beautiful old girl, isn't it?
Oh yeah, woo, she's got some nice lipstick. It's good.
I can't remember the last thing I was there for.
It's a coral lipstick.
It might have been the Mike Jansen evening. Where they had
the orchestra,
the symphony, the Toronto Symphony.
Steve Bell and Mike
wrote the whole evening, and they told this story. I'll just share this real briefly because it was an embarrassing moment for me. I tend to go to events and leave early because I'm too ADD to sit that long, and so they knew that, so they put me in the second row, dead center, so I couldn't leave. And then he tells this story about. The days of Hitler, where some of the first people he started exterminating were the older people and the handicapped people, okay? And it was a song. It just evoked passion. It was hitting minor chords like crazy. And he wrote it while he was visiting Auschwitz. He was over in that area. And so the orchestra grabs you right away with these minors, right? Mm-hmm. And then they push out this lady in a wheelchair. And I'm thinking, at first I was ticked off because I was like, really, you're going to play this? You're going to do a little pretend thing and manipulate our emotions with this fake person in the wheelchair? Oh, no, she's not faking. Okay, hold on. Now I'm even more ticked off. You're using somebody like this to manipulate. And then I started sobbing because the girl in the wheelchair, this lady in her 20s, was beaming as the person that brought her out was dancing around her, celebrating her life.
Right.
And this girl in the wheelchair was just shining. shining. And you think about this, you know, in contrast to what Hitler was all about. And then you get a little convicted about the kind of people in the world that we put to the side, that we don't care about. We just ostracize because they're different or whatever, right? Anyway, it was such an ugly cry that I was borrowing Kleenex from all people around me. People were
I don't need to laugh, but I know what you mean by an ugly cry.
You know what I'm saying, right? Snotfest. It was bad.
It is Valentine's Day. What's a Valentine's Day radio show without discussion about the ugly cry?
Yeah, baby.
My ugly cry usually involves some chocolate on my face, you know?
That's funny. That's really good. Really good.
I haven't cried like that in years.
Long time. So the folk festivals and the people you've been playing with and the reviews, et cetera, I want to know what's around the corner for you. What's in the future? Is something kind of cool coming up?
Well, yeah, we've got lots of really fun and cool stuff coming up. I don't know how much of it I'm allowed to discuss at the moment, because a lot of the festivals that we've been hired to play haven't announced yet.
Right.
And so out of respect for them and how they do their business, we've got a lot of Southern Ontario stuff. Okay. So Southern Ontario, this is your year to hear Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar. We've been out west the last two summers. And this year we're going to be playing a lot of Southern Ontario blues, jazz, and folk festivals. And we've got a residency, Save Your Soul Sunday at the Cameron House, 4 to 6.
Really?
In April. So
every
Sunday in April from 4 to 6 at the Cameron House.
Oh. You're going to be zipping between there and Ken's show, that end Sunday that went there, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, to Hughes Room. I'll be going back. Okay, so can I come every Sunday?
Absolutely. And I'll put the jug right in your face every Sunday. Because that's how we get paid, folks. It's pay what you can. Yeah, you can pass it around for me.
I'll do that.
Exactly.
I'll do it topless if you want.
The old bald guy.
Oh, wait, you want money. Right.
Yeah.
Here, go away. Here's some more money. Go away. Samantha, what are we going out with?
We're going to go out with a Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings tune called Mama Don't Like My Man.
Beautiful. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Samantha Martin on the Drew Marshall Show with Delta Sugar on the Drew
You're
Marshall
doing so well.
Show.
Oh, goodness me. This is it, you know what? It's always fun, or at least funny, to be here.
I think I'm going to use that as an endorsement.
Yes, it's always fun or funny. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Anyway, so Mama Don't Like My Man. Where am I? Not in Kansas anymore. All right.
We'll be there soon.
Yeah, soon enough, we'll be in Kansas. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Oh, Mama, 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 why you don't like my man? Oh, Mama, 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 why can't you understand? You say he's rough around the edges. He don't always act right. But when we're all alone, you know he treats me right. Loving him could be so easy. But Mama don't like my man. No, she don't like my man. Don't like the way he dresses. All the cigarettes he smokes. Don't like the company he keeps. Oh, the color of his jokes. You say he ain't no good. You say he's rough and he's lazy. But how can I explain? Oh, how he drives me crazy. And loving him could be so easy. Loving him could be so easy. But Mama don't like my man. No, she don't like my man. Oh, mama, 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 why you don't like my man? Oh, mama, 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 why can't you understand that loving him could be so easy? Loving him could be so easy, but mama don't like my man. No, she don't like my man.
That was the best one yet. Love that one. Oh, so good to have you girls. Thank you so much. Again, the website is SamanthaMartin.ca, SamanthaMartin.ca, Delta Sugar. Just kind of sweetening things up here. And playing tonight in Hamilton at the what? Casablanca?
Casbah.
Casbah. Casbah.
Casbah.
The
Casbah.
Yeah. Who sang that? Who sang that?
Clash.
The Clash. Mm-hmm. Really? Are you guessing, Tim, or is that true?
No, he's not guessing. And for Valentine's Day, Day, I have a special bring a date price on my website for today till until tomorrow at noon for $25.
Come on.
You get two tickets to the show.
Say it isn't so.
It is so.
Any steak knives?
Yes. Okay. There's, I'm sure there's steak knives.
How about a ShamWow?
If there is a ShamWow. I have a ShamWow.
What's that other one he sells? The stick you or the stick?
Sticky.
Sticky.
Yeah.
The snuggie. We need to get Sheree a snuggie.
Yes. Yeah. It'll keep you warm. What a crazy show it's been. It was our Valentine's Day special. We had everyone from basically like a sex therapist to a divorce lawyer to Tim.
Yes. Next week, the Bay City Rollers.
What?
I don't know. Just...
No, John Brooks is here next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to Danny Brooks?
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. Your mother. Hey, listen. Thanks for tuning in, folks. And please don't forget, you know, if you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing. Bye-bye.
I'm swearing like a trooper and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider and it sure is a lot of fun.